Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The left fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Holt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Stan Bonson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Wise. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Blackwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle bunts towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to third. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tenarche fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tenarche for a passed ball. Cooper scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson bunts towards third. Bando juggles the ball. That's an error on Bando. Rice moves to third. Evans moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rice scores. Evans moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner strikes out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. North hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-0 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Garner. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Doyle moves to second. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Doyle moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doyle scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Washington. Evans reaches second base with a double. There goes Rice trying to get to home. Washington throws the ball into Bando, who relays the ball to Ten Arche, who tags Rice, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Williams reaches second base with a double. Bando goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 0 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by 10 Arche for a passed ball. Burleson moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe bunts towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Burleson moves to third. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell hits a line drive towards short. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Tenarche moves to second. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice is walked intentionally. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn scores. Rice moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Evans moves to third. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Blackwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blackwell moves to second. Doug Griffin pinch hits for Denny Doyle. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Griffin now playing second base. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tenarche hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Harper pinch hits for Ted Martinez. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Garner moves to second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-3 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. Garner moves to third. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dal Maxville now playing shortstop. Jim Todd now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Todd picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Todd. Rice moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Jackson throws the ball into Bando, who tags Cooper trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tenarche hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Alexander pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Matt Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive towards the mound. Wise reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.